KMJ News Time is 7:49, and as I mentioned a moment ago, it's Monday, and that means a visit with Gabe Dillard. Gabe, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So, in about a month from now, almost to the day, going by plane from Fresno to Los Angeles, those routes are going to get a little bit thinned out.
Yeah, definitely less options for travelers. So what's happening is that Alaska Airlines is discontinuing its nonstop daily service from Fresno Yosemite International to LAX. That's going to be effective September 7th, which is right after the Labor Day holiday. The reason this is happening is because of capacity constraints. SkyWest Airlines actually operates that flight on behalf of Alaska Airlines, which is kind of a standard practice in the industry. Alaska Airlines made up its summer schedule months ago, is what they're telling us, but SkyWest Airlines, like many airlines across the country, has found itself short of crew members. That was unanticipated and led to Alaska suspending the route. And that leaves Fresno with only one carrier, which is United, providing twice daily service to LAX from Fresno. The bright side of this is what Alaska Airlines told us is that they plan to bring the route back in the spring of 2023. There might be some travelers who are left even in a bigger bind. So Alaska, back in February, launched a new promotion called Flight Pass, which allows people to take up to 24 round-trip flights a year for a flat rate. You could subscribe to a certain route, so if people subscribe to the Fresno to LAX route, those people could be in a bind. Alaska Airlines told us that only a small fraction of its flight pass subscribers will be affected by this, but the ones that will be, they'll work with them on a solution, which could include just canceling the subscription. You could go to thebusinessjournal.com and click on our story, and in there includes a number to call if you're in that situation. Just kind of crazy stuff going on with air travel these days, and this is just another symptom. And, you know, hopefully things work out in the spring, and people will have more options if they need to get to L.A.
Christopher Elliott is a good friend of mine. He's one of the nation's leading travel experts. You can find his work in Forbes, USA Today, Washington Post. He's also a consumer advocate, Gabe, and he was on my show about a month and a half ago, and he was talking about the travel industry, specifically the airlines, and he said for so many reasons, and this is an example of one of those reasons, he said that the airline industry, they need to clean house. And, I mean, they're not going to literally clean house and, you know, fire people across the board. But he said structurally right now, the airline industry is in such chaos. And this is just emblematic of that, don't you think?
Yeah, and for so many reasons. I mean, I don't think people anticipated demand being what it is, and that's the situation we're in. And, you know, a lot of people are dealing with this, and it's tough for them.
No doubt about that. We're talking with Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. You know, when you have a business, a company, what have you, when you get a $23 million grant, not a bad thing.
No, yeah, from not so good news to really good news. The Fresno Economic Development Corporation was recently awarded a $23 million grant to launch an ambitious job training program. And what it's going to do is help place 2,500 Central Valley residents in high demand jobs. The program is called Built for Scale. It's going to be administered by the EDC, but will include more than a dozen local nonprofits to actually help train these 2,500 people for jobs in various industries, including financial services, manufacturing, transportation, logistics, construction, and more. They're not just going to be training these folks and then kind of leaving it up to them to weather the job market. The Fresno EDC also has firm hiring commitments from more than 50 local employers to hire more than 900 of those employees. And obviously, they're working to bring more of those employers into the fold. Money is from the Federal American Rescue Plan's Good Job Challenge, which awarded $500 million to job programs kind of like this across the country. The EDC's program was one of 32 projects that's getting money from a total pool of 509 applicants, so it's very exclusive. And the EDC, this program is only one of two in the state to get this money, and you know, definitely need that here. We expect these training programs restaurants could start up and within 6 months, possibly in 6 months. And this is expected to be about a 5-year program. This is always what I've always heard is the biggest challenge for employers here is finding qualified applicants. So this is the definite direct fix for that. And, you know, very exciting news. And a lot of people locally, a lot of organizations are kind of pitching in on this. So it's exciting to see everyone kind of get behind it to really help out folks who want to just find a really good paying job.
No question about it. Always nice to end on a high note. He is Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Joins us every Monday at about 7:50 a.m. Gabe, great stuff as always, my friend. We'll talk with you next week.
Thank you. Looking forward to it.